747 at WGCL. Every Monday morning, we check in live on the telephone with our great friend Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. Happy Monday to you.
Well, happy Monday, our first Monday of June. Beautiful day. Glass, keep it up. I'll put you in charge of the weather, at least for the first couple of days this week.
I tell you, how's it going? Yeah, so far so good. And it's just nice to have a morning where it's actually kind of cool. It's been so humid and thick, and it feels like Florida. Well, we want a little Indiana to enjoy here. And the high school golf sectional will have a great day. Tee off here in just about 12 minutes. We'll talk more about that around the corner. Had to dodge a little thunderstorms on Friday, did the girls. The boys had a nice warm day. Joe, the IHSAA Track and Field State Championships right here in our backyard. Tell me how the locals did over the weekend.
Well, it was indeed a huge weekend for North senior shot putter Dontreese Barbier, 43 feet 10 inch effort Friday out at Hayes at the state. Was good for third, which put a medal around her neck, her second medal in 2 years after making the podium with a ninth place finish in her junior campaign. But this was special for the young lady, a special weekend walking across the stage the very next day on Saturday, picking up her diploma with her 2018 classmates at Bloomington North, who, by the way, tied for 31st. Edgewood's Annalisa Crane was 7th in the 2 mile, earning the red and black a T53 placing. The Cougar 400 medley relay, by the way, set a new school record. They shifted things down to 49.5, which bettered its regional mark of 49.6. That foursome, Paige Chitwood, Sydney Fagans, Hadley Abram, and Taylor Storm. South didn't score at state. It's 3,200 meter relay came up just short of meddling. They finished 10th. Dodora Galuska, Monica Furr, Maddie McMullen, and Phoebe Rensing. Hamilton Southeastern, by the way, won its first ever state crown on the girls' side, and ditto for Avon, who won its first crown for the boys on Saturday on a hot day out at Hayes. But credible efforts from Larry Williams South Panthers, who placed 3 on the podium with medals, finishing tied for 40th and leading the way, all of them seniors, which made it even more special. Chase Washington, 7th in the 110 hurdles, and Jonathan Dodrell and Jake Wisniewski, 9th in the discus and the mile, respectively. Neither North nor Edgewood placed at state, but the Mustangs capped off a season of one after another. Notable achievement, breaking the school mark in the mile relay 321. That erased a mark that had been on the books out in Ellisville since 1988. The quartet of Ethan Hill, Tyler Strickland, Noah Beasy, and John McLaughlin, collectively with fantastic springs, those four and lots more for Michael Doering. What a spring it was. Well, how about sophomore Maya Mills, the young and determined Panther, won the B&L Singles Tennis Regional with straight set win on Saturday, advancing to the individual state singles now, gathering at Park Tudor this weekend in Indianapolis. 7-5, it was back and forth in that opening set, come from behind her, and then a 6-3 closeout over Silver Creek's Anna Graves. Congratulations out to Maya Mills. Well, they have a four-bagger. Let's see if they can make it a handful later today. South looking to defend its sectional golf crown on its home course, the Bloomington Country Club. Of course, a new venue with IU being closed. However, North is technically the host, and Brian Muehlhaus's crew looking to be one of the top three to advance to the regional later in the week down at Champions Point, as he has done all year. Jay Stay, the young sophomore, will play at 1. Drew Todd, Dustin Carver's number 1. You remember Drew was 3rd at Conference Indiana, which South hosted at the Country Club earlier this spring. Gary Lee's Edgewood Mustangs will be led by Jackson Wendell. By the way, Todd and teammate Seth Kostranek and Thomas Tierney both qualified, all three of them, for this year's State Am, which will be held later this month over at Otter Creek in Columbus, along with North Cougar head coach Brian Muehlhaus. He made the field, and former South Panther and Purdue Boilermaker Joe Weiler won the local qualifier Saturday over at the Country Club with a 2-under-70. Don't forget, this week, Terry Stoltz will join Glass both on, tonight and Wednesday night for Conversation Sports-wise. All of this week in the Zone, 6 o'clock and your phone calls. I'm Joe Smith.
And Smitty, a busy night, well, early morning, as you were. Busy day yesterday for Indiana baseball, which turned into an early morning. The Hoosiers needed to beat Texas A&M, and before I could get my phone out of my pocket and see what was going on, heck, they had a 9-run first inning. And
well, it was 24 minutes long. It was 9 runs, 8 hits, 13 to the plate, yeah. You had plenty of time to get the phone out because the Hoosiers were still hitting in the first inning.
But the sad news, Joe, is I settled in about the second inning. I didn't hear much offense the rest of the night, but Indiana held on, did what they needed to do, got a victory against A&M to move into the night game against the host Texas Longhorns. The Hoosiers had some situations in the game late that could have gone their way. Second and third, two outs. Logan Sowers at the plate. He grounded out, and the bases loaded. Matt Lloyd gets a reprieve on a foul ball caught in the stands, but not caught in the stands. The umpire got that one right. And Lloyd struck out with the bases loaded with Indiana. The tying run 90 feet away. The winning run 180 feet away, or however you measure that.
Yeah.
It wasn't their night. But what a start by Andrew Saulfrank. We'll talk more about that coming up at 8:45. And also, too, we'll get a if you could give us a recap of the Bill Mallory celebration of life, that would be fantastic as well.
Okay, we'll try to put that together.
Basketball last night, if folks didn't catch that, easy one for the Golden State Warriors last night, 122-103. Golden State broke it open late in the third quarter, as they usually do, and cruised to victory. Reds, Joe, had a good performance from Luis Castillo, made one bad pitch.
Yep. Mr. Renfro put it out of the park.
Four-bagger with three of his mates, so that's a grand slam. That was more than the Reds scored all day. They're off today before heading back to the Great American Ballpark. We'll have them for you all week, Colorado. And then the Cardinals, so we'll be busy all week. All right, Smitty, sounds good. Baseball's wrapped up, 40-win season. That's a good deal. The bad deal is when it ends at 12-17. A lot of people, you don't get a chance to see that one last game, and that's the toughest part about being in the elimination there. All right, now we've got golf going on, and that's the end of the road, right?
As far as the high school kids go, Maya Mills is still available, and she'll play on Saturday at Park Tudor. What a great story that is, involving the individual singles tennis championship. So she's still alive. And we have, after today, don't forget the regional at Champions Point on Thursday for the top three teams and top three individual qualifiers. So we got boys golf the rest of the first two weeks of the month now.
Okay, gotcha. That's a quick week turnaround. So they're getting that up and ready to go, and hopefully the weather behaves for all of that. All right, Joe, great job as always. We'll get caught back up at 8:45.
Talk to you then, my friend.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 live on Monday mornings. Time for Joe Smith live on the telephone on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. On a beautiful day. Nice job.
Gorgeous.
On weather.
Yeah, let's pause it and just keep it for all week long. We'll get a little hotter as the week continues, and we'll pick up some chances for thunderstorms. But people can see that at WGCLradio.com. As I told you, Reds are going to return tomorrow and be all through the week here on WGCL. But we had some unfortunate baseball, Joe. A great season, 40 wins. But Indiana, a couple situations, just couldn't get over the finish line to force the seventh and final game in the Austin, Texas Regional. Hoosiers win one, lose one yesterday, and wrap up their 2017-18 season.
Well, unfortunately, no clutch in the comeback Sunday night in a game that wound into the early hours this morning. Hoosier baseball season under Chris Lemonis, closing 40-19, losing a tough one to 13th-ranked Texas 3-2, leaving the bases loaded in the last of the ninth, squandering a one-out situation against the host Longhorns. Sam Crail and Matt Lloyd both struck out. Lloyd ending the ball game and the season, leaving them loaded, and the curtain closing on the 2018 season. Left-hander Andrew Saulfrank deserved better. He turned in one of his best sustained efforts of the year on the mound, pitching into the sixth inning. His curveball, his out-pitch big time. Saulfrank, a left-hander, allowed 6 hits, 2 earned runs during one stretch early on. Saulfrank recorded 5 straight punch-outs, 5 of the 8 that he had on the night. He departed in the the sixth, the score tied 2-2. Luke Miller had six hits on the day and night. Of course, Miller, along with Lloyd, big bats in that 9-7 Indiana win over Texas A&M earlier when they played at 9 in the opening frame, a 24-minute inning that saw him come up with 9 runs, 8 hits, sending 13 men to the plate. But at night, Logan Sauer's slow roller became out 3 in the bottom of the 8th as Miller and Matt Gorski left on the base pads, quelling that scoring opportunity. So they had chances in the 8th, they had chances in the 9th, and they fall short 3-2, losing to Texas, who moves on to the Oxford Super Regional. Well, they came in droves. The number of Bill Mallory mourners that started with open visitation at Allen Funeral Home, packed with a long line for well past the 8 o'clock hour into the 9 o'clock hour, as a matter of fact, on Friday night. That continued Saturday morning in a packed First United Methodist Church, which overflowed there, balcony included, to a special closed-circuit viewing at Buskirk Chumley Theater. Again, the true testament to the football coaching legend who passed away last week at the age of 82. It continued Saturday afternoon with a blazing sun shining down for those who filled the east stands of Memorial Stadium. Collectively, the Mal men from Miami of Ohio, from Colorado, from Northern Illinois, and, of course, Indiana U. The son of Coach Bill Mallory, one of them, Kurt, had his Indiana State Sycamores sitting with Tom Allen's Hoosiers along the east stands, honoring the man that guided Indiana to 6 bowls and 69 wins, the winningest all-time head coach, Mark Hagan, former players All-American Anthony Thompson, and assistant coach Floyd Keith, among others, summarized Mallory's principles, the principles that made Mal, Mal, and his Hoosier team's winners. And as my broadcasting IU partner Don Fisher so well put it, in the 36 seasons prior to Bill Mallory coming to IU, they had 5 winning seasons, 5. And as Fish put it, the voice of the Hoosiers, since Bill Mallory was let go in 1996, Indiana football has had 1 winning season. That tells you all you need to know about Bill Mallory, as Fish concluded. You know, goodbyes are hard, especially in for someone that meant so much to so many for so long. Well, Terry Stoltz joins Glass tonight and all of this week, subbing in for Dave Novak. It's In the Zone, and your phone calls tonight at 6. Reds return to the airwaves against Colorado on Tuesday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Yeah, Smitty, and beautiful day on Saturday, a little warm, but what an unbelievable turnout for the celebration of life at all the places.
Venues,
and you know what? I touched on this a little bit on Friday, but I want to give the Mallory family absolute credit in all this. They didn't have to do it this way. They chose to involve everybody from every facet, whether it was the public or the private view or whatever it was, the church ceremony. That's a pretty big task to do, and just to share their family with everybody else. That was pretty impressive to see.
Well, Ellie took care of the organizing, as you could well imagine, and you know, everyone had a name tag if you paid visitation to Allen Funeral Home on Friday afternoon, early evening, and later, as I say, the line was still there well past 9 o'clock, an hour after the visitation should have ended, but you expected that. But everyone had a name tag, whether or not you were a Mal player from Miami, Colorado, Northern Illinois, or Indiana, or just a friend. You signed your name, put it on your apparel, and stood in line and waited to see the Mallory family. But it was all well orchestrated. It was a tough, tough weekend for Ellie and the entire family. But Barb and all of the sons spoke, Doug and Mike and Kurt, during the ceremony at the church on Saturday morning. And as I say, the numbers did not surprise me a bit. And it was a true reflection of the love and caring that so many had for Coach Bill.
And I can't say it any better than that, Joe. Great job as always. We will get caught up. We'll hear from you about golf sectionals tomorrow. They're probably, an hour in. They probably have a couple holes under their belt.
Yeah, we'll see how the
day.
Course plays. I know it's in great condition. The greens are fast. You better hit it below the hole on that front
That's
nine.
Right.
I know that, because if you don't, you're going to get in trouble. But top three teams and top three individuals qualify for the regionals down at Champions Point on Thursday.
We'll be following that story. Then obviously Maya Mills a little bit later in the week as well. Hope the Reds get it on track, Joe. They keep sniffing around. They just we know they need a couple more pieces, and now we'll see what the next inclination will be. Scooter Jeanette's having a big year, and let's see if this homestand can get them get June in total moving in the right direction. I'm not going to cross my fingers or hold my breath, but we'll keep paying attention.
Well, only one way, and that's up. So onward and upward.
That's
Kings
right.
of the Ohio.
And not in the ERA department either.
No,
all right,
no.
buddy. All right.
No.
Thanks, my friend. We'll get caught up with you all week long and tune in on Friday for another
all
live
right,
one.
All right, my friend.
All right, Joe. Great job as always, buddy. Thank you.